Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is not with me. This episode is hosted by Norm Corrington. It's not the first time this show is hosted by someone else, but it's maybe the third time. It's been a while. So Norm did a very good job, and the monologue starts off a little odd, and you'll notice that, but they fix it. They being Alyssa and Norm. Alyssa did a really good job. Alyssa did a better job than Norm, but still, Norm tried, and that's very important. Before we begin, a few plugs. Coming up on Saturday, June 18th, this is the dumbest thing. On Saturday, June 18th, Chris Kelly and I will be doing a talk, Donald Trump is a Wrestler, at an event at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. So that's right. Chris and I will be talking about how Donald Trump is a wrestler at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History on Saturday, June 18th. If you're in D.C., come to that. We're incredibly legitimate people, and now that's proof. Our next live show will be Thursday, June 23rd at the Kennedy Center. So we're doing shows at the American History Museum and the Kennedy Center and dive bars. Like, this is so dumb. Anyways, those are two things that are coming up that should be very, very fun. This episode is fun. Once again, hosted by Norm Corrington. This is the last you will hear of me this episode. Alyssa Cowan is there. A bunch of guests. I think they did a very fine job. Give it a shot. It's a little bit different. And once again, it starts a little weird, but it'll make sense. Just keep listening. All right, here's the show.
Interesting to say. All I can do is like the boring cliche stuff, which is where I like come at American issues from a British perspective, you know, which is weird because we are like in some way responsible for all of your problems anyway, if you go back far enough. So I'm not going to like, you know, stand here and criticize, you know, guns, your mistreatment of African Americans, your food, you know, your economy, the two Infinity Wars, 8 years of Bush, failure to elect Al Gore. Don't get me wrong. I would not want a party with Al Gore, but he probably would have been a better president than G-dubs. Interesting fact about me, my stepfather's name, George Bush. Imagine the hell he had to go through. Not 8 years, 12 years. Because there were two of them. The first one was only... Wait, just to confirm. The first one was only president for 4 years, correct? 12 years. My stepdad had 12 years of, oh, you sound like the president. Your name's got the same name as the president. But my stepdad was Scottish. So he was like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I don't know what else. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being motivated. You guys are great. It's like Friday afternoon. It's very muggy. I appreciate your presence. You know, it's hard to stay motivated. I can't, like, if you were not motivated, I wouldn't be able to criticize you because I'm one of the most unmotivated people I know. And that's saying something, you know? I'm fucking lazy. I keep seeing these things on these posts on various social media platforms recently. They're like designed to encourage you, you know, and to motivate you and to let you know that it's never too late to succeed. And they do it by mentioning like famous people who didn't become rich and successful until later on in life. So they say stuff like, at 23, Tina Fey was working in the YMCA. And at 30, Harrison Ford was a carpenter. Now, I really appreciate the sentiment, but whoever wrote that needs to calm the fuck down. I am trying to be more productive, but I'm not trying to be Han Solo. Somewhere between me getting out of bed at a reasonable hour and making the Kessel Run in less than 40 parsecs, that would be great, you know? Like, all you do by comparing me to rich, famous, successful people is put pressure on me and make it worse, you know? You know who else was a carpenter? Jesus. And he died 2 years later. You'd have a better time, you'd have like an easier time motivating me if instead of comparing me to rich, successful, famous people. You just compared me to ordinary people who are doing just fine. You know, at 23, Sheila from Sheboygan was stacking shelves in Target. And now she's 33 and she's still at Target, but she's a fucking team leader. She's doing fine, and you can do fine too if you stop comparing yourselves to rich, famous people and start comparing yourselves to people who work at Target. No offense to people who work at Target. I love Target. Target does this, I don't know if you guys know this, Target does this thing where they send you like targeted advertisements based on your recent purchases. So I buy a lot of baby wipes because, real talk, I have a hairy asshole and it's just easier. But because I buy baby wipes, Target thinks I have a baby. They send me like coupons for cribs and diapers and stuff. I could use the diaper ones, not the coupons. Not only did Target think I have a baby, though. One time I bought like black hair dye to dye my beard black because I wanted to see what it would look like. It looked fucking cool, by the way, because my beard's actually ginger. But the box that I bought, the box of hair dye, had a picture of an African-American gentleman on it. So not only does Target think I have a baby, but Target also thinks I'm black, which is fine, obviously. But I don't know if you guys know this, those self-service checkout machines at Target, those things are fucking racist. Almost as bad as the police. The only people I ever see getting harassed at those self-service checkout machines at Target are black people and me, because Target thinks I'm black. So now when people say, hey, Norm, you're a white British male, what do you know about oppression? I just say, unexpected item in bagging area. Please wait for assistance. All right, guys, I'm going to bring up my wonderful co-host for the evening. Please welcome to the stage, Alyssa Cowan. There's your mic, dude.
All right, so as a co-host duties, I have to break some bad news to you that I fixed the recording, so you need to reintro the show. That's not on the tape.
Oh, you fixed it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Brandon, cut this part out.
All right.
I know you're up there staring down at us. Fucking fix the tape later. I was pointing to the sky, podcast people.
Okay, everyone, pretend that you didn't hear anything. I'm not going to do the whole thing again.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go fuck yourself.
He's going to do his whole set again.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to say...
You're going to laugh harder.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. This is the One Lamp Ballroom. We're in Washington, D.C. It's so lovely to see all of you today. My name is Norm Quarrington. I'm going to be your host for the evening. As you may have noticed, I'm not Brandon Weatherby. I am wearing glasses, but I'm not Brandon Weatherby. Brandon Weatherby, I'm just going to really breeze through it. Brandon Weatherby, he's probably dead. We don't know. No, he's not dead. Also, Brandon, earlier someone heckled when I told them that you weren't here. They were like, oh, thank God for that. And it may or may not have been Perth. Okay. With that, please welcome to the stage my lovely co-host for the evening, Alyssa Cowan.
I feel like that part they could have put together well enough, but...
Yeah, that was fine.
All right, so what I have... I was digging through the old Alyssa archives, and I found a conversation that I had with a girl who thought I was her pot dealer. Would you guys like to hear this conversation? Yes, great. So let me preface this by, while I was getting these text messages from her, I was getting really shit-faced and playing World of Warcraft. So I was, like, ready to party. Like, me, like, drunk Alyssa and people who are high, like, get along crazy well. Like, that's, like, that is the yin and the yang. It's real beautiful.
It's true.
So anyway, she messaged me first and said, hey, it's Crystal with an E. I don't, like, what the fuck are you doing? So I responded with, hey, girl. She said, hey, and I don't know who this person is. So I'm just like, all right, hey. And then I say, hi, and she responds with, lol, I needed some weed, but I'm good now, lol. I just respond with, I bet you are. She says, lol, sure am, smiley face with the sunglasses.
Which is actually, this is before emojis, yeah, presumably, because it's actually B- parentheses.
Yeah, like B- dash parentheses, which I mean could be like a butt and then something.
It's a man.
Out.
It's a man with tongues for
eyes. It looks like you know those things that you used to sled on the snow with. That's like a big
sleds?
Saucer. No, not a saucer. It's not a sled, but like the one that's like a round saucer thing. It looks like this. The B dash parentheses looks like someone shitting into one of those. So. Thank God for emojis, am I right, guys?
So she said, LOL, sure am, but shitting into sled.
And I said, yeah, you are. And then she responded with, are you height too? Lol. All right. Also, I'm speaking all the typos. So I said, nope, not height at all. Taking the night off. And she said, lol, well, you are a looser. Lol. That was attempted. And... That was attempted loser. And I said, you sure are laughing out loud this evening. And she like very often. And she responded with, cause I'm high. Spelled out like that. And so this next part, I would love to have our lovely host Norm accompany me and play the part of the pot girl during this part of the conversation.
I could do that.
All right. So
the role of pot girl.
And
it's the most prestigious role I've ever been offered.
It's really good. You're going to get a fucking BAFTA or whatever you people do.
That's that's accurate, but we give them to Americans too.
All right. So I'm taking this from cuz I'm high, and then I responded with, "Yeah, you are," all caps.
And then wait. Yup, sure am.
Yes, you are. Wait, you said you're high, right? I forgot, sad face.
Lol. Ha 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 ha. You lose! Exclamation mark.
Are you? Are you high? I don't know. You didn't tell me. Sad face.
Yup. Did.
Did you?
See.
Are you sure? Because I really can't remember whether you're high or not. I cut off.
Isn't it on the other side? Oh. No. Okay.
I don't know. She said something. It cut off.
Skip.
You are. Why didn't you tell me that? Yeah, you could have just said, I'm high.
I'm high.
You are. Why didn't you tell me this sooner?
Because didn't want to, duh. Silly goose.
God, you're so productive.
And bored. Ellipses.
With. Oh. Yeah, and bored, and then with life?
No, you, ellipses, lol.
No, you.
Old school smiley emoji with tongue poking out. Colon dash P.
I think I'm going to have you keep playing the pot girl, because I really like your scene work. So I finally responded with, I was like, you know what? This scene's been here for a while. We've been improving this. This is all right. This is about on par with normal improv. But I was like, we got to push the scene further. So I said, oh, man, what are we going to do with our lives? I just don't want my parents to be disappointed with me.
Lol. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like the pot game is ruining my life. I remember when I used to want to be an astronaut or the president.
Oh, there's more. I feel it, ellipses. We're stopping after New Year's, maybe, ellipses. Hopefully, but she spelled it howfully.
You say that now. We all say that now. But didn't we say that years ago? We wither and our souls take the beating for our current pleasures and flaws. Why must we feed this demon and forget who we are? What happened to our generation?
Lol, I've never said that, ellipses, and I've only been smoking for 5 years, ellipses. So, yeah, I can and Mike has to for work. This girl was very high.
5 years? We could have done so much in 5 years. We could have traveled the world, seen everything, or built beautiful careers or families. But instead, we poured our resources into fueling our weak need for temporary comfort. Also, good for Mike.
Not true. I went to massage collage and worked two jobs. Lol, you only talking about yourself.
I'm talking about our generation. This is a problem, and I've been perpetuating this. I feel terrible. I'm going to stop. No more pot dealings for me. I can't deal with this anymore. It has to stop. Goodbye. I hope your spell check gets fixed. Goodbye forever.
WTF, ellipses. Okay.
And then she returns a little later with something really, really inspiring.
If you really want to stop something, you can. Ellipses, no matter what's in your way. Everything's spelled correctly apart from the word U, which is just the letter U. She could spell the whole time.
And then she says another thing.
Then she says, good luck.
And I respond with, I don't need luck, for I have the gods behind me. Godspeed, and thank you for your well wishes. But the saga didn't end there because she didn't think I was her, or she realized I wasn't her drug dealer, but then, because I obviously quit in the middle of that conversation, but she still thought I knew where to get pot, which I don't know if you guys in the podcast community can't see me, but I'm not very cool, so I don't know where to get it. I
must say, I was shocked by the news that you were a pot dealer.
I can barely buy alcohol.
Not that pot dealers are inherently cool. I know many pot dealers, and most of them are dickheads.
So she messaged me again, and she said,
"Okay, what is that word? E Y?
That's A.
Oh,
A.
A. You know where I can get an eighth?"
And I responded with, an eighth member for your band?
Was it S Club 7? Was that her band? Bands with seven members. Shoot. Then she said, WTF? Classic.
And so my, of course, helpful response was, Craigslist is the perfect place to complete your band. Match.com is all right, too, but a lot of those people don't want to be in a band at first, so it's challenging. And then she didn't respond to that. So I said, so does your band play ska? Or are you guys like Slipknot? Why do you need eight people? She didn't respond to me. And then until like a couple days later, and she sent this message.
Hey, how much your boy charge for tats?
Then I just responded, you still haven't told me about your band, sad face.
So fucking dumb.
You need to give yourself more credit than that. I'm sure you're great musicians. And then she didn't respond, so I just said, love you.
I'm deleting your number.
And then I just go, no! No, we can't end like this. I can change. Don't let this band description scuffle get in the way of our friendship. And she never responded again, even though sometimes I, or at least a couple times I texted her thinking about you, smiley face. And she didn't respond to that either. So what I want to do at the very, this is the last of it. And I wanted to see what you guys wanted to do. Should I text her or should we, yeah, what, I feel like, should, do you guys want to, FaceTime? It's a green number, so she does not have FaceTime.
Oh, a green number.
I don't remember what my name was in the thing. But,
all right, before we do that, I want to clarify. I want everyone to know that this was fucking real. These are like actual transcripts from Alyssa's text phone files. This was dated December 27th, 2012 to December 29th, 2012. So Alyssa clearly had a very fun New Year.
That was when I was fucking balls deep in some World of Warcraft.
Wait, were you? And were you dating a tattoo artist?
No, I don't. I mean, like,
how much your boy charged for tattoos?
She just, I don't know. Maybe my character was dating a tattoo artist.
Gotcha.
So,
did you meet? You didn't meet this person in World of Warcraft, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, that person just texted me on accident.
Raise your hand if you've sold drugs via World of Warcraft.
So, okay. I want to say, so this person probably lives in Nevada. I'm going to start out tonight's show, or this part of the show, and text her and say, hey, you up, and I'll let you guys know when she responds. And then maybe we can give her a call later.
Yeah, guys, give it up for my co-host, Alyssa Cowan! Once again, guys, just to remind you, this is a live podcast recording. You know, I said some really funny stuff earlier. I don't want to repeat any of it, but what I am going to do is bring another comedian to the stage. So will you please welcome a very good friend of mine, the very funny Mr. Nate Johnson!
Sorry for the pause, podcast listeners. It's a long walk up here. It's good to see everybody. Can I just comment? I'm surprised that text conversation was from 2012. Is she going to remember? Okay. That just seemed like, remember when I punked you 3.5 years ago? Well, I'm not going away.
I don't think that girl
It'd
even knows that she got
punked.
It'd be sad
if you called and it's like, yeah, she died. She overdosed on weed.
But I kept her phone to respond to everybody who trolled her. Yeah. It was a lot. There was a lot of you.
This is the grave service. We're just getting it done. I don't. This is a weird time because, like, do the podcast listeners mostly live in D.C.?
You know, Brandon's from Chicago, so I reckon probably about half of them live there.
Okay.
So that's 10 people that listen that live in Chicago. No, I don't know how many people listen.
I'll just do my material, I suppose. But I think
a lot of it translates.
Yeah.
They have Metro in Chicago, right?
Okay.
Do it!
It couldn't possibly be as bad. But anybody drive here tonight? Yeah. Yeah, one person. Nobody... Mostly because you're all comedians and you've heard this joke 100 times. But, like, driving to D.C. is terrible, parking is worse, and they keep making parking harder and harder. And, like, it used to be, even if you weren't a resident, you could still park in a D.C. neighborhood for a couple hours. Just don't hog it. Recently, they changed it to no parking between 7 a.m. and midnight. Like, at that point, why not just say no parking? I guess somebody at parking enforcement was like, we don't want to mess with booty calls. You know, if it's 2 a.m. and you're trying to stick it in, fuck it, man, go ahead and park. But the rest of the time, no parking in the city. Yeah, that's about right. Just podcast listeners, they're actually erupting in laughter. We just haven't mic'd the crowd. So you can't even imagine how hard I'm crushing it right now. So Metro Safe Track is starting. Are we all psyched? Yeah, the DC transportation nightmare is gonna become a fever nightmare. But my pet peeve, have y'all ever waited at a Metro station and it said like 13 minutes till the next train? And you waited that 13 minutes, and at 1 minute, it flipped back up to 15. Just like a big fuck you. Just like we put these signs in so that the station attendants have something to laugh at. But I think what the Metro is trying to say with this is that waiting for the Metro is an analogy for life. Because the train, like death, can arrive at any time. Thank you. I'm just trying to make friends, really. And that's hard to do in D.C. because, like, if you want to talk to a stranger, you really have to open negative. Like, I'll be sitting on a bench next to a dude and turn to him and I'm like, this train is taking forever. And he'll be like, yeah, I hate the Metro. And then we have this bond of rage and we have a nice, like, 10-minute angry conversation. If you try to open positive, whole different story. Like, I turned to the guy on the bench next to me and was like, this bench is so smooth. And I'm grateful that it's here for us to sit on. Together. You guys, he got up and left. Like, all these years, I didn't realize the trick to sitting alone is just being really pumped about the seat. Like all good podcasts, I just want to pause here for a advertiser right now, Blue Apron. Blue Apron is a great way to get your food that you can cook yourself. Just put in the code YMET. And, okay, yeah, you, me, everybody, them, the famous Brandon Weatherboo podcast. I just want to do a review of Blue Apron, you know, Consumer Reports, beepity, beep, beep, beepity, beep, fucking. So here's the thing, you only put in a code one time, so, like, you can only help out one podcast, so make sure it's YMET. But here's the thing. Here's what you got to know about Blue Apron. The food is good. I mean, it doesn't taste super great, but it's super good for you. So it's like, it's kind of a good trade-off. And also, they're meals for two. So when you eat both of them, you feel a little sad. But here's the thing. They make it super hard to cancel. There's no way on the website to cancel. You can skip a week, but guess what? You also have to skip all the weeks forever, or you're gonna get more Blue Apron. You have to call. It's like a con. They just wanna send you food and charge you for it. And you know what this reminds me of? Okay, so I know this is old school. I used to sign up for porn. And in the early days of porn, you actually had to cancel by phone. Like, porn also didn't want you to quit. They were like, we're just going to make it hard. We're going to make you feel ashamed of yourself so you keep paying us for porn. So what I did one time, I signed up for a website, and I, you know, it was really expensive. There was that one scene I wanted, like kind of a creepy crush, but on a porn scene. But, like, once you've downloaded that scene, you're like, okay, I don't need to pay them again. And they make you call, and I had to be like, yeah, I want to cancel my subscription to Teen Hitchhikers. And the woman was like, why do you want to cancel? And I was like, the dicks aren't big enough. So I called Blue Apron to cancel, and they also asked me, and I was just like, oh, fuck you. I was like, yeah, I want to cancel because the dicks aren't big enough. That's probably a good place to end, but Norm is gone.
No, just come on and sit down. You
okay.
Guys, Nate Johnson, everybody.
Yeah.
Nate Johnson. And you guys probably noticed this, but Nate was hustling for his podcast, YMET. Blue Apron sponsors it. It's young and modern extraterrestrial.
Hell yeah.
Very into it. So we wanted to sit you down, have a quick interview. In the interest of full disclosure, what I'm going to ask him about, I'm a part of. So if you guys don't want to hear about it, I'm sorry. Also, we'll be talking about it later if you want to ask us questions. So, Nate, we are at Wonderland Ballroom taping this illustrious podcast, and you have an event that goes on at Wonderland Ballroom.
Yeah, it's called the Summer Camp Show. It's dope as fuck. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Anybody in the audience, how many of you guys have been to the Summer Camp Show?
How many of you have been on the Summer Camp Show?
Most of us.
Yeah.
So for the podcast listeners who live in D.C. or are really willing to commute, can you just give a quick rundown of what the show is?
Okay, so the Summer Camp Show, it's like a comedy show themed around summer camp. So if you ever did any of those, like, dumbass group activities as a child, we're trying to make fun of those. Probably the most relatable, my friend Natalie does a guided meditation to make fun of that, like, generic spirituality that kids' activities always seem to have. We have sing-alongs. I sang, I'm trying to remember what I sang. I sang a power rock version of Zombie recently. So there's other good stuff like that. And Alyssa and I do camp themed humor. I don't even know how to describe what we do.
It's a specific version of stand-up comedy that's really, really hitting the scene pretty hard. All of the summer camp-related comedians coming up. You know, there's a, a camper, Oswalt, and he's killing it. Amy Camper is really down.
Yeah, Amy Camp is like the shit.
But so just tell us how often does the show happen? Where does it happen? Just give us the rundown.
It's the second Wednesday of every month at the Wonderland Ballroom. Oh, big selling point. We provide free bug juice, which is cranberry juice mixed with rum. And here's the thing. Most people have some, and then they order drinks, so it all works out pretty good.
All right. Nate Johnson, everybody. Give it
all
up
right.
for Nate Johnson.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Nate. Guys, come to the summer camp show. It's fucking awesome. I don't think Consumer Reports listen to this podcast. I don't know if it's... No offense, Brandon. I don't know if it's popular enough, despite having listeners in Chicago and Washington, D.C. And Nate did mention Blue Apron, but I do want to point out that other food delivery services are available. Okay, guys. Once again, I want to welcome you here and thank you for being here. Thank you for being present. I really enjoy your company, even the ones of you that I don't know. It's an honor to have you here. I think some of you may have stumbled in here by accident. But not complaining, just having human flesh in a room with me is satisfying. That came out weirder than I wanted it to. Anyway, all right, guys, we've got a very special guest coming up for you next. I can't claim to have ever met him before. He messaged me earlier and said he would like to meet all of you. He's very excited to meet all of you guys. So please put your hands together for Gunjamo Beefton. Give him a hand, everybody.
I'm just kidding, you guys. That was my impression of myself. This here is my impression of myself doing an impression of myself not being myself, because this isn't my real voice. That was my real voice. Anyway, let's talk about toenails. Toenails, snownails, give me your toenails, snownails. Let me eat a goat tail. Toenails, snownail, let me eat a goat tail. Now you, toenails, let me hear it. Toenails, snownail, let me eat a goat tail. Toenails, snownail, let me eat a goat tail. Oh, yeah. That was Toenail, Snownail, Let Me Eat a Goat Tail. Big hit in the 60s. But I'm not here to talk about my past, okay? I'm here to do comedy. So let's do a little comedy for you. So don't you, fellas, don't you just love it when you get home and on the table there's a big old slab of venison? But you know what really ticks me off? When they don't give you silverware that's made from that deer's antlers. I want to consume my deer with its own antlers. It's like they give you silverware made out of silver. That really ticks me off. Hey, speaking of ticks, why don't you put a little lemon and lime disease on top of my venison to just screw it up the silverware? And that's a joke. You can laugh. It's not racist. So, you guys like impressions? Here's an impression of my brother. Thank you. Here's an impression of my dad. I'm not even going to tell you who this is because you're going to know who it is. That's my anyway, my mom wanted me to sing. She'd be really disappointed if I didn't sing, so here I go. And I'm singing, and I'm singing, singing. I am singing. It's the singing for the finale. I'm singing for you, Mom. Are you happy? It came off. Okay. Kind of hurt, but.
Gonjamo Beefton, everybody! Gonjamo, have a seat. Give him a hand, please. Give him a hand. Thank you, Gonjamo. How are you, sir?
I'm quite well. Thank you, Norm.
Welcome. Welcome to Wonderland Ballroom.
Thank you. Wonderland, you're wonderful. That's a joke. You're wonderful.
All right, you can tell us a little bit about yourself. Go on, go on.
Well, you know, I'd like to tell myself in a little puppet show, since we got a little bit of my skin here. I like to think of myself as, you know, I've been thinking about this debate coming up, this presidential debate, and when are they going to make a pornography about the debate? Because this is the first year we got a woman, and... a male for president. So it's prime material. So I just thought I'd do a little, if that's okay.
Of course.
Hello, my name is Hillary Clinton. Hello, my name is Donald Trump. Nice to debate you. Nice to debate you. Boy, and hello, I'm the moderator, Mr. Moderator. First question, who wants to kiss who first? As Hillary Clinton, I'd like to kiss you first, Donald. Oh, well, I can't debate with that. next question. Who loves who more, and how are you going to prove it? Well, Hillary, let me take this. My name is Don. Hillary, I love you so much that I'd like to suck out the eggs right out of your fallopian tubes. Oh, boy. Wow, that's really romantic. Thank you. No debate there. Don, Big Don, as I like to call you, I love you so much. I'd like to slice off your cock and hollow it out and turn the skin into an infinity scarf. So that's, oh, wow, very romantic. Thank you, Hillary. And that's a little bit about myself. Yeah.
Thank you, Gonjamo. Give it up one more time for Gonjamo Beefton, everybody. Thanks, dude. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, guys. We're going to bring another comic to the stage very quickly. Please welcome our good friend, Wendy Wobleski. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, hello. I feel like I can smell all of the latex. Can you smell it?
Oh, yeah, it stinks. It smells like condoms in here. For the listener, Gonjamo was covered. His skin is latex gloves, like the kind you use to birth a child. Yeah. Sorry. Off you go, Wendy.
All right, cool. I don't know. Do you like my shirt?
Love it. Nobody's going to run you over tonight.
I was doing some road work earlier.
Wait, swap mics with me.
Oh.
That's better.
Is that? Oh, hi. Okay. I'm here to do Asian comedy. It's just like regular comedy, but quieter. I don't know what else I want to talk about. I saw an ad the other day for a wallet. It says, "This is the last wallet you'll ever buy." I was like, wow, that's a lot of mortality in a wallet. You're going to bury me with this wallet? I want to buy like 10 wallets before I die. Is this wallet even well made? Or is it just cursed? You buy it and then you die. When I'm shopping for a wallet, I look for a package that says, everything's going to be okay. You're never going to die. That's the wallet I'm looking for. What else do I want to talk about? I'm trying to make more friends. It's hard for me to make friends because I always try to be funny instead of nice. The other day I told this girl that she looked like a mime. Why did I say that? That's not nice. That's not even that funny, really. But she did look like a mime. Is it my fault for pointing it out? I also don't hide my feelings anymore, which can be very alienating. People ask me how I am. I'm like, not good. And then they back away from that conversation. I don't know how to take a compliment. The other day, someone was like, you have beautiful hair. And I just went, it's a wig. I just have to deflect immediately. It's not a wig. Someone else was like, you're so thin. What's your secret? I said, I'm too poor to afford food. Try it. I can take an insult very well. If you say you're cold and mean, I'll say thank you for being honest with me. I appreciate that. It's hard for me to make friends because I'm in my 30s and I still have a lot of childish hobbies, but I have the bitterness of an old person. I'm like a bitter child. I'm like, hey, do you want to go build a fort and lie in it and list our life regrets? No, do you want to go fly kites and shit talk our frenemies? Meet me outside. What should I talk about? Do you know it's 100% legal to lie to the person you're dating? I think that's weird. I feel like that should be illegal. I had a dude tell me, I love you, I want to marry you. All lies. You can't, like, steal $100 from someone, but you can scam someone out of, like, love and sex. I get tricked a lot because I don't lie. I forget other people lie. I get tricked all the time. They should have taught me in school, don't lie, but everyone else is going to lie to you. I hurt a boy's feelings recently, and he threatened to sue me. And I was like, I wish the world worked that way. But there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. You ever see someone who's not cool, but they're wearing a leather jacket? And you're like, I'm like, what are you doing? You could maybe wear a leather vest if you started smoking or something. Actually, forget it. Just go back to jean jacket. Go back to jean jacket. People think I'm cool, but I just hate everything. It kind of looks the same. I save a lot of money on leather jackets. I had a good day today. I cut two people off in traffic. That's the only source of happiness in my life at this point. I'm like, nope, you didn't get in. Nope. Two people. But when someone does it to me and they don't let me in, it like ruins my whole week. I'm like, I will avenge this. All right, that's that joke. I get jealous of homeless people on the street because they're just sleeping on the sidewalk, just comfortably. It's hard for me to sleep at home in my own bed. Need to take like three different supplements, earplugs, eye mask, mouth guard. That's the end of that joke, you guys. What else? What else should I talk about? I never get catcalled because I have resting psycho face. Ladies, if you're having a problem getting catcalled, just walk around with no energy in your face. Just know everything's hanging down. No, the real reason I don't get catcalled, I live in the suburbs. If some dude yelled something at me, I know where he lives, right? And I know who his wife is. I'm like, Mr. Foley, what are you doing? Say hello to Mrs. Foley for me. Also, there's not a lot of walking around in the suburbs. He'd have to catch me in the 15 seconds between my front door and the car. He'd have to be waiting in my yard in the bushes and be like, ah! I'd be like, Mr. Foley, get out of the bushes. Say hello to Mrs. Foley for me. Are you going to light me from the back? That's not... Okay, so I have to... Is that the light right there? Okay, I got a light. I recently sold all of my jigsaw puzzles on eBay. Anybody else? Anybody else? No? Just me? I sold all of my jigsaw puzzles on eBay because I realized I'm not 7 years old or a grandma, and I have actual problems. Jigsaw puzzles are for people with no problems. You are creating a problem to solve. If you're an adult and you do jigsaw puzzles, raise the difficulty level on your life a little bit. When I listed them, people bought them all immediately. And I was like, whoa, I severely underpriced these. Alyssa, why are you disgusted that I'm looking at you? When I completed all the puzzles first before I shipped them. Stop laughing.
I'm sorry.
This is not a comedy show. What the fuck?
Spot on eye contact with me. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm an audience. I'm not supposed to be sitting on the stage.
It's very weird to have two people just hovering behind you when you're telling jokes. But I completed all the puzzles first before I shipped them to the buyers. I wasn't trying to mess with the buyer, but it probably was weird, a weird mind fuck for the buyer to open the box and the puzzle is done. They're like, oh, my hobby's a waste of time. It is a sham. All right, bye-bye.
Wendy Robleski, everybody! Guys, we got one more comic left for you, but before that, Alyssa has an update, everybody. She has an update on our thing we were doing earlier.
I wanted to give you guys an update on, I texted the pot girl, I said, hey, you up? No response. So I sent her a image that has heart shapes, and it looks like a note, like it's like, it looks like a piece of paper because it's curled up in the corner because that's what paper does. And it says, I miss you a lot. No response. And then Norm sent her that emoji with the heart-shaped face, the heart-shaped eyeballs. No response. So that's where it is right now. I don't know. Should we leave a message or something? All right. No response from you guys either. That's cool, too. All right, we won't. All right. Sorry. Well, email me later, and I'll tell you. Listen, here you go. I'll put all my updates on Twitter. Follow me at Alyssa Pants, and I'll tell you if she ever gets back to me. Two cheers for my Twitter account. That's cool.
Yeah. Alyssa Pants on Twitter. Guys, you've been watching and listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. Not You, Me, Everybody, Them. It's You, Me, Them, Everybody. Which...
Check that out if you want to check out Nate Johnson's podcast. It's Young and Modern Extraterrestrials.
Yeah, it's going to get confusing.
It's on Earwolf.
Yeah.
You want to check that out.
He's sponsored by Blue Apron. Other food delivery services are available. But this is You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Yeah.
Which, does anyone know where he got the name You, Me, Them, Everybody from? It's from a song from the Blues Brothers, right? Which is set in Chicago. Don't know if you guys know this, Brandon is from Chicago. He only mentions it all the time.
Whoa.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being present. Thank you for listening to those of you that have downloaded. And in the words of Chris Jericho, I want you to shut up, you stupid idiot.
But not really. You guys have been dope as shit.
Yeah, you've been great. Thank you.
Thank
Love
you so
you.
Much
Bye.
For being here. Thank you very much.
Love you. Bye.